News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Getting more expensive to own a dog, and that means that more and more people are surrendering their dogs to rescue, and that means that more dogs are ultimately ending up not being homed and euthanized. With us is Karina Fitzsimmons, who is PR and Communications Executive with the Irish Blue Cross. What's causing the increase in cost for dog ownership, Karina?
Unfortunately, it's the cost of living. Everything has increased. Veterinary bills have increased. Dog food has increased. And this is having a huge knock-on effect on pet owners. And they're really struggling at the moment, unfortunately.
And does that mean surrender of animals for a lot of them?
Well, according to the latest dog pound statistics for 2024, there was 7,000 dogs entered Irish dog pounds and 1,700 of those dogs were surrendered. About 5,000 were strays. Now, unfortunately, this volume doesn't reflect the bigger picture around the country because there are a huge number of charities and organisations that rescue pets, and that these figures only take into account the actual dog pounds themselves. So it's only the tip of the iceberg, really.
I suppose as well, if some of the people involved are first-time dog owners, it must always come as a shock when you discover how expensive it is to keep an animal.
Yeah, it's something people would say regularly. They had no idea what they were getting into when they got a pet. Even the cost of dog food itself. I mean, I have two dogs and I probably spend around €1,000 a year feeding them. We have added lots of pet care on a budget advice to our website this morning under the pet advice section for anyone who is struggling. We would suggest they take a look. It's bluecross.ie and there's lots of tips there for people who might not have extra cash at the moment.
Is it compounded by people dealing with behavioural challenges? Because as I understand it, pet ownership went up fairly significantly during COVID and maybe people ended up biting off more than they can chew.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with behaviour issues. One of the top reasons that dogs are surrendered to dog pounds, they start recording the reasons last year and it's unwanted behaviour. And a lot of that can be put down to COVID because we had an unnatural period of time where we were all at home with our pets, spending lots of time with them, and then we returned to our jobs or the office and pets couldn't cope. Also, they didn't get to experience the things that normally they would experience, like people from different ethnicities and ages and traffic, because that period of time was an anomaly where the world wasn't functioning as it normally would. And sometimes now those dogs can find things quite overwhelming and they become fearful. And being fearful can lead to aggression. And also during that period, and sadly it continues on to this day, dogs are intensively bred for profit and what they look like on the outside rather than their innate health and well-being. So that has a huge effect as well.
And is there any pattern, Karina, as to the type of breeds that are being surrendered? Is there any trends?
From the study that was released, they say that the most common dogs appearing in pounds are terrier types and collies, but they're probably the most prevalent dogs throughout the country anyway. So it's the more of a breed that we have or a breed type, obviously the more you're going to see them around pounds.
Now, what happens then in respect of the dogs getting euthanized? If a dog is surrendered to a shelter, how is the decision made and what happens to try to get the animal rehomed?
Well, I know for the local authority dog pounds, they have to take in stray dogs. So if they have no room after a dog has spent its statutory 5 days in the dog pound, if they can't find a home for that dog or a space in a animal welfare charity's shelter, they will have no choice but to have that dog put asleep. And you can imagine the emotional impact of that on the staff who have to do that. Because most people who work with dogs, you know, love dogs and don't ever want to have to put a healthy dog asleep. But shelters all around the country, there are shelters who don't put healthy dogs asleep. And unfortunately, they're just at the moment, because of the cost of living and the lack of dog-friendly accommodation, there just isn't enough homes for all the unwanted dogs in Ireland at the moment. And what's really sad is last year, only 34% of dogs entering Irish dog pounds were properly microchipped.
Karina, thank you very much. Karina Fitzsimmons, who is PR and Communications Executive with Irish Blue Cross. 53106, if you'd like to text the show, or 087 1400 106. Coming.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.